The Law of Gender, Part 2. What is a man and what is a woman? On Part 1 of The Law of Gender, we learned that the law of gender refers to a division of labor or efforts which is needed for all creativity. That actually, the law of gender is about the creative and the production process. We're going to learn today how it came about, that it has been understood or it has been used in such a manner, a divisive manner in the world in which we have known. It is important to understand that spiritual laws and natural laws, which is what we are discussing, and law of gender is part of that, is one of those spiritual laws, that they are uncorruptible. They cannot be changed. And if we dare try to corrupt them, they're going to expose us. And hence we have an issue today. So we are here to clarify that. And we hope we can learn together with us. The gender law in itself, it is divided into two creative energies, the feminine and the masculine, the yin and the yang. We discussed that. We even broke down, we took one example and we broke down the efforts and labor into these energies of creativity, the feminine and the masculine, to navigate life. They give us clear guidelines of how things work or how things are structured. Now, before we answer what is a man or what is a woman, let's start by asking, what is the image of God? Is God a man or is God a woman? Now, the interesting answer from God is that God says, I am who I say I am. I am feminine. I am masculine. I am African. I am European. I am black. I am white. I am all these things. I am the sun. I am the moon. I am all these things. And yet, I am none of these things. I am who I say I am. I am God. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the beginning and the end. Now, every human being also reaches the point of I. I, the power of letter I. I am. And this letter I am, comes from what we have already explained under the law of gender, part one, where we talked of the Kundalini power that rises the moment we understand that we are both feminine and masculine, that as a whole human being, you have these two sephiras inside of you, these two energies, these creative energies inside of you, and creating this power of I. And this I rises, and then you now, like God, you are, I am all these things. I am none of these things. I am Alpha. I am the Omega. All spiritual laws and all these natural laws, they go back to the fundamentals, which is God. God is the thought that exists everywhere, and it has this power to create. Under the law of gender, part one, we've already mentioned what is the masculine energy of God. The masculine energy of God is that thought, the idea. But her feminine energy is the wisdom and that puts together and produce the result. Together, these both feminine and masculine energy, you have matter, or the result of things, of physical things or things that are tangible. Now, in this division of these two, we already also know that on earth, you have the goat, what the Christian and Islam used to call the devil. The goat now becomes the other force. If God were to create, if God were to give thought, then it means the goat will be the one who realizes the thought. Okay? You have the heaven and the earth. Now, this law of gender is the creative force that runs from the inner into the outer world. It is the great force of God, which is the power, and it gives power to those who will take comfort in it. I thought it is important to mention, so that we can understand this idea of heaven and earth, that there is actually another law. Because all these spiritual laws, some they interact, they work together. You know, it's not just one in one case. You have them working together at the same time. But when you understand them, it's not hard to see them or hard to have the wisdom to pocket them or to store them in their right places or to understand them. There is another natural law which is called the mirror image. This is the law where you hear often people say that what is above on in heaven, so it is on earth. So this is the what some people call the mirror image law. It's also a spiritual law that ensures that you have the reverse mirror image, the reverse of the two. Okay, so for example, I take the numbers, for instance. Let's say in heaven you have a 12. On earth, then you have a 21. Do you see it? Those two numbers are the government. 21 governs, is the government in the earth, and 12 is the government in heaven. We have also 14 and 41. We have 19 and 91. You have always this reversal, or this reversal, this mirror image. Now, this is very important. It also affects and touches on the law of gender. This mirror effect law is that the law, it also goes on to elaborate that as it is in heaven, so it is on earth. The law is actually responsible, this law of mirror image, is responsible for a reverse view of all things from what was to is, and from what is to was. The law of gender is also affected by this law, like we have already said, that if you have two permanent forces, which is on the physical plane, or permanent forces in the universe, in the same item or same unit, it means that there must be a dominant force, meaning that there must be a dominant force in either plane. Okay? So meaning that if the feminine force or a masculine force is dominant in the soul or within a person in their spirit. Let's say, for instance, we take one. Okay, we make an example. If a dominant force in, let's say, in an individual is a masculine force in their soul, in their spirit, yet this person is actually a what we call a female on earth. That means that her genitalia or her private parts will be a vagina, will be of a female private parts. So, and then this person, the same person, yet has the masculine brain. What that means is that actually all human beings are are built in a similar fashion, in a similar way. Okay? Meaning that all of us, if you look at our private genitalia, it means in the brain is the opposite of that. God made it so that we will search high and low for our missing part. So if mentally I am masculine, my masculine is dominant in my mind, it means I will search high and low for my missing part, which is going to be the penis. Because normally I would not have the penis or in my private parts. So I will search all over the world. That's what we say, then we have to search and find our soulmate. Is part and parcel of that, the missing genitals. You have to find it, you put it together, and you come together in a marriage. And together you can rise this kundalini fire to fulfill the covenant. That's what it means when we search for the other part. Okay, the half of our heart. This is what got us into this discussion today, so that we can understand. The law of gender in itself is not necessarily to say if you are female, if you have private parts of a woman, then it means that in your mind you are a woman, or private parts of a man, it means in your mind or in your spirit you are a man. No, in fact, is the opposite of that in real terms, or in terms of the laws of spirituality. So why is that this law has been used over the years in such a negative manner? It is also being used by people as a control tool. Because it is also this law which determines who creates, who doesn't create, who makes money, who doesn't make money, who is respected, who is not respected, who is recognized, who is not recognized. Now, after you have this pandemic and the pandemic pass, during the pandemic, everyone must cover their face, have their mask, face mask and everything. After the pandemic, we could also say as the females or as the women, okay, the men, continue to wear your mask, continue to cover yourself, and the women can show their identity, because it's the identity of a female which is now important, or a woman which is now important in the world. So you see how people do certain things to each other. But the law in itself is not oppressive. The laws, these spiritual laws in themselves, they are not oppressive. They are actually the opposite of oppression. They are the freedom. Okay, so it's clear to understand that even the human body in itself is divided into two. The brain, the head, it represents the heaven, and the body represents the earth. The neck joins heaven and earth. Okay, the neck is that passage. And that's why when we also use this mirror image, is that the brain, is it the brain which is in the image of God, or is the physical body which is in the image of God? And where does the soul sit, a soul of a human being sit? It sits in the brain. It sits in the consciousness, in the brain. And that's where you know whether the person is feminine or masculine. But also, as we have said in under part one, the important is to use both energies. That's what makes a person full within themselves before they find now their physical partner with their missing body part. And so to end that with this, the reversal of things of the gender in this particular case of gender, it makes it also possible to have the reverse in the governing genders. Okay, meaning if the femininity governs the earth in this age, that means that the woman's morphology and genitals of the woman is now what you call the masculinity of the world today. 2020 is our year one, because it brings everything back in alignment. This pandemic of COVID-19, it brings everything back to alignment. All of a sudden, it's no longer a woman who must cover their head and cover their face. It's everybody else. And what emerges out of that will be the new identities, the new faces that represent God today. Even the money will change, but we'll talk about those things next time.